So this was day three. This is recorded for Monday in Lent. And as we think back, yesterday was Mother's Day, or as it's been recorded, the day before was Mother's Day. This verse might be applicable. In chapter 23, verse 12, 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant woman and the alien may be refreshed. If you were a mother, you had a day off yesterday. You had a day off from work. You had a day to go to church and remember all the great promises that God has for us. This has been the pattern for humanity since the creation story, the pattern that the Israelites were instructed to follow, the pattern that we are to follow also. Remember where the Israelites have come from when they get this instruction, from Egypt, the place of oppression and hard labour, the place where they made bricks non-stop day after day with no break and no rest. So this instruction wasn't just so they could get a day off, but its intent was to allow them to feel like people again. Like they weren't slaves, but freed people who could take a day to do whatever they wanted. In the same way, we can feel the same. Like we're tied to the routine and daily grind. Maybe we don't feel like slaves, but we can feel trapped. You only maybe have to look at the rise of mental health problems or other events, or like we're not human. The Sabbath, the day of rest, isn't a religious issue, it's a human issue designed to help us feel like we're free from the machine and like we're people, not slaves. So today, I hope you were able to enjoy a Sabbath rest, and if you haven't been able to get into this rhythm, this routine, I hope you can find it during the course of Lent so that you can feel like you really are human once again.